Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
It is 5:49 in Chicago. Steve Bertrand here on Chicago's Afternoon News. All right, pleasure to welcome a couple big guests on the program. Rosanna Marquez is the Illinois Volunteer State President for AARP, and Karen Freeman Wilson is the Chicago Urban League President and CEO. We will say hello first to Rosanna Marquez. Rosanna, welcome.
Well, thank you, Steve. Good to be here.
I want to talk to Karen in just a moment first, but tell me about this program, Disrupt Disparities, and what that project is all about.
Yeah, so the Disrupt Disparities Project, it's been clear to us at AARP for some time that racial and ethnic disparities keep people from living longer, healthier, and more secure and productive lives. So the Disrupt Disparities Project is our effort to identify and quantify those disparities and their effect over people's lifetimes so that we can begin to bring about the kinds of systemic and structural and policy changes that are needed to bring equitable health and economic systems for older adults of color and their families. That's a mouthful, but it's a big deal for us.
Karen, I would imagine that's welcome news to the Urban League.
Oh, that absolutely is, Steve. We are first excited to be working with the AARP again. We've worked with them on predatory lending and many things, but we understand that as people get older, they expect life to get easier and not more difficult. But in this Disrupt Disparity study, we're seeing that blacks and Latinos and Asians are having a more difficult time than their white counterparts. And so we want to see some policies targeted to remove those disparities.
You know, you guys would know the statistic better than I do, but I was hosting a show a few years ago, and the life expectancy, the lifespan for someone on the West Side is it 20 years less than someone who grew up downtown?
It's almost 20 years less.
Yeah,
20. It's almost 20 years.
I mean, that is unbelievable. It's, you know, here we live in the same city. We're separated by, in this case, 10 miles, and you're likely to die 20 years younger than if you live downtown.
Yeah, and that's the cumulative effect of disparities over a lifetime. You know, first, you know, people of color often don't live anywhere near hospitals and pharmacies. They have much higher percentages of not having health insurance. It just adds up, you know, good preventive care. I mean, it just all adds up until you see numbers like those.
So it's, you know, it's a perfect storm that unfortunately has come out of terrible news. I mean, when you talk about disparities, we can start with the policing and George Floyd that came up, and then we had the riots and the violent protest and the peaceful protest over the summer, and then we've had COVID-19, and we're seeing the disparities there in who is dying and who is being severely impacted. So those are all terrible things, but maybe there is a positive out of it that because the spotlight has been shown on the issue to the rest of us, that maybe we'll be more willing to chip in and help things get better.
That is absolutely right. We're so pleased that individuals, particularly the Black Caucus, is focusing on it in the Illinois General Assembly. We're pleased that the AARP and our other partners, the Resurrection Project, Americans Advancing Justice, are all focused on this as well. And like you said, the highlight of these disparities, the highlight of the racial differences, give us the impetus to do something about it and to enact policies that will make a difference.
So what do we want out of this? Do we want legislation? Are there neighborhood programs? Or how are you going to measure success here?
Well, there's several things, and our report does have a number of very specific recommendations. Some of it is legislative, you know, so we want to expand, you know, just like people can have health retirement savings, you know, that are taken out of tax, you know, pre-tax mm-hmm. dollars. We'd like people to be able to have an emergency savings fund that they collect the same way, and that would take some legislation. But we're also looking for government, you know, local government, state government, to provide more community-based health care solutions. There's some really good models out there of, you know, they don't have to be hospitals, but professional level community-based health care. So that's government, but not legislation. And then a lot of it is we just want individuals. We want the 50 plus themselves to be more aware of these disparities, what's lacking, and where they can go for themselves to be able to get access the kinds of resources and help that they need.
Karen, how will you measure success here?
Well, we'll measure success with the reduction and the removal of the disparities. And we think that all of these initiatives, the legislative, the policy, volunteerism, a lot of times when you have support for seniors or the experience class, as the AARP calls it, you have the opportunity to remove some of the disparities. More education so that folks will know you shouldn't sign this mortgage agreement. You shouldn't sign this loan. It's predatory. Those types of things will improve the quality of life of individuals as they get older.
We're talking to Rosanna Marquez, the AARP Illinois Volunteer State President, and Karen Freeman Wilson, the Chicago Urban League President, former mayor of Gary. Karen, correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Yeah, I know I knew that name from before the Urban League. and we've talked before, I'm sure. Okay, so how will we see this manifesting it in the coming months? I mean, that you have more projects planned, or what do we expect to see coming up?
Well, so this is just phase one. This report that we're about to release on Monday, we're going to have a big webinar and have some elected officials with us to talk about what they're ready to endorse and push. This is just phase one. This study covers issues around healthcare, economic security, and digital connectivity. All a big deal for folks. But beyond this, in the years to come, we also want to look at how these disparities affect populations beyond just Black, Latino, and Asian Americans, which it covers. So we intend future phases to look at other issues and create support for legislative and other policy changes in other areas that are really important to 50-plus and their families.
Karen, how do people find out more information?
They can go to the AARP Illinois website. It's all on there, and certainly tune in on Monday for the press conference that's going to be held Monday at, I believe it's 10 a.m. That is correct. And so if they tune in or certainly log in, they can read all about it and certainly see it.
Well, Karen Freeman Wilson, the Chicago Urban League president, and also on the phone line, Rosanna Marquez. She's the AARP Illinois Volunteer State President. I wish you the best of luck. You're doing great work. And keep us updated and let us know if there's any way we can help, okay?
Right. Thanks so much, Steve. We appreciate it.
You bet. You're listening to Chicago's Afternoon News here on 720 WGN. Coming up, the news from Lauren in the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.